The shelter targets the homeless population around Newark Penn Station, the public library, and several surrounding parks. But Mayor Raz Baraka says anybody who needs a bed and a meal are welcome to stop by to get warm.
We have to provide shelter, but also give them services so that we can help them march their way into society, right? It's one thing to give people fish, it's another thing to teach them how to fish, right? So, and that's what we are trying to do here, give them an opportunity and provide a shelter that's not like the other shelters that exist.
They wait here, and while they're here, we put
the shelter is spacious with a capacity for 100 homeless each night.
That's how they enter.
Simone Yarrell is the shelter's operations director.
You know, they search their bags and everything from right there before they let them in. If they have any weapons or drugs or anything, they confiscate it from right here.
Okay.
An industrial-sized elevator takes guests up to a game room setting with tables fitted for solitaire or backgammon.
This is where we serve the food.
A cafeteria area with a kitchen offers meals day and night.
We got freezers, you know, we serve them the food here and they sit down and eat. We put their drinks out here so they could just pick it up and sit down and eat whatever meal we have for them for that day. We feed them breakfast in the morning and we feed them dinner in the evening.
After the guests are fed, they are given the opportunity to stay for the evening.
Their things go into a hot box, so, you know, we won't have to take no bed bugs or anything into the rooms. They take a shower. We give them fresh linen and toiletries, and we process them, you know, do an initial intake on them, and then we put them in the room.
The city is prioritizing outreach with people on the streets engaging the homeless. Mark Wade from the Newark Health and Community Wellness Department says they're connecting shelter guests with case management services.
We also have an assessment, and we're making referrals for them for the other social service needs that they have. For example, if they have a drug problem, we'll refer them to Integrity House, as an example. Again, this is another part of a whole network of a team that deals with the issues that the homeless have, from healthcare, drug addiction, mental health care, et cetera.
The shelter is open from now until March of next year. Wade says the shelter could operate year-round with the right community partners.
This, as well as further sheltering opportunities, is going to require more than the finite capacity of a health department or a city.
Right.
We really need the private funding partners to step up. We've always said, what are you going to do about the homeless at Penn Station? What are you going to do about the park? Well, now we're doing something, but we can't maintain it without further funding. So we really need our partners who are just as involved as we are in trying to address the need to put their dollars where their questions have been for years.
The shelter is located at 224 Sussex Avenue in the city's Central Ward. In Newark, I'm Meg Santos, WBGO News.